Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild! At the very mention of my name, this is the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning, where's the right button? Where is it?
Knowledge.
It and it was there. I am, of course, Mark Unger.
An interesting, if cryptic, response.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
It's so beautiful.
Engineering, as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this program. This is the show that handles all of your marital questions, relational challenges, dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. This is how the show works. You get to send us a question and remain totally anonymous. Nobody in the world knows who you are except you and God. In return, we get to be brutally honest in the way that we handle your question or dilemma. Do not take offense. This is not meant to offend you or hurt you. We're just being as open as we can dealing with your question. This is not serious marriage counseling. If you need serious marriage counseling, don't be thinking of this show. All we get is one email. We can't possibly fix you from one email. But if you'd like to run an idea by us, that's why we're here. You can do it again. radio@markunger.com. I am coming to you via the miracle of technology from the continent of Africa. Back to our guys back there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the exact center of the galactic universe. How are you guys doing today?
We are good.
I'm great.
That's a better answer today, better? Ross. Good. That's better. That's better.
Ross is awake today.
He is.
This is a good thing.
Hey, somebody requested that you play the song Africa by Toto as one of your Africa songs. They couldn't imagine that you had not yet played Africa by Toto while you were there.
That is a good question.
That one slipped through all of our radars here.
It's just called Africa.
Africa by Toto. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, let's see if I can...
I have nightmares of Toto.
Because you mean the dog?
No. The band, because when I was in college in Madison, the people right next door played Toto nonstop at all hours of the day and night, and that's all I could hear through the walls. So I have a real aversion to Toto, so they would never pop to my mind to play for anything. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some
It's a cool song.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
It's still raining here in this Africa spot. Cool song.
You know, there is on YouTube, there is a choral presentation where this whole group of individuals actually does that song.
Oh, I saw that.
It's on YouTube?
Amazing.
And it's all like a cappella or something?
Yes.
That would be really
and it's
cool.
It's all a cappella, yes. Yeah. It's killer, man. It is an
ooh,
awesome.
Send me the link, Ross. Send okay, me the link.
Awesome arrangement.
I want to see that.
I am finding it for you now.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
We are looking, even as we speak.
Perpetuum.
Oh, it's amazing.
Jazil, use their hands. Let's see here.
You found it.
I think I did.
You're the Google master over there.
Of course. Yep, I'm not so good yet because you don't hear Google Jack Meister. Swat, do you?
I am the Google Meister. I Google and then I Google.
And then I Google again.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'll send you all the link. But that's it cool. Is the
and, then
coolest thing.
And then I'll be back Googling more Googling.
This is the sound of them making the rain
that's
with their
hands?
Fingers.
That's cool.
Oh, it's the coolest video.
They're just their hands and stuff, right?
Yes, and that was them jumping on the riser simulating thunder.
That's cool.
It's a cool video.
Send me it's the link. Cool. Send me the link. We'll have to put it on the show site.
Oh, ah, it's a beautiful thing while you're in Africa.
It's in Africa.
Do, 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 do. So what have you been doing down there?
It's amazing how they do it. We are in Cape Town, we went on this thing called Table Mountain, which is like 3,500 feet straight up. You should have seen the cable car ride to the top, you guys. Oh my goodness. I'm surprised Debbie did it with me. I thought she wasn't going to come because she doesn't like heights. This is like scary, crazy looking. Mm-hmm. Would you see the pics?
Really?
I mean, it's like straight down. And this cable car just pulls it up. You're in this cable car and it goes up to the top. And man, talk about being able to see the world from up there. You can see the curvature of the earth in my photos.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Seriously?
It's really impressive.
Is it like a glass bottom thing too?
On the ocean. A glass bottom thing.
On like the cable car.
It's a mountain.
Cable car. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, the cable car.
No, that wouldn't be cool.
I'm pretty sure my wife.
Heights.
I'm pretty sure she would not have gotten into it if it would have had a glass bottom.
No.
She's actually here. How you doing, baby doll?
She's like me.
She's going to say hi to everybody.
What?
Wait. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
Testing, am I on?
She can't hear us, but we can hear her.
Can they hear me?
The mother-in-law.
Yes, we can hear you.
Just kidding. It's me. I'm here.
She is.
Yeah, we had a great time. Going up to Cable Mountain. Not the cable. Table Mountain.
Table Mountain.
And then we went down to, down on the point of Cape Town. Cape, what do you call that? The Cape Point? Something?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know? Anyway, it's gorgeous. You should have seen the scenery. I got some killer photos, but the photos do not do it justice.
They never do.
It was stunning, you guys. But anyway, we saw penguins and stuff and baboons everywhere. You had to watch out for the baboons.
They just land on the road.
Yeah. We're driving along.
You can't kill them.
They're saying that the baboons are an endangered species. And here are these baboons laying right on the highway. I says, well, I can think of why.
Yeah. They're all getting hit like deer around here.
Maybe if you didn't lay on the road. But they have guys. Their job is just to stand there and watch out that cars don't hit them. So that's their job. You get to actually stand around and be a baboon watcher.
A baboon wrangler. That's funny.
A wrangler. Yeah, that's what he does. They actually sit there and watch these guys as they're wrangling the baboons. But the baboons are pretty good musicians. This is the audio of the baboons playing while we're on. They're just going, ba-da-da-bang.
They're grooving.
They're grooving, man. They're just shaking. Ooh, yeah. So they're sitting there picking fleas off of each other. Laying on the hot, and then they switched places. One guy be like picking the fleas off him, then he'd swap,
sure.
And then
hey,
he'd lay on the other
turn.
Guy. Pick the
I pick flea, now you pick flea.
They groom each other.
My turn to eat flies. Hey man, you're stealing all the bug time, man. So anyway, yeah, sounded Jamaican there.
Yeah,
Mark can't get the African accent, but he has the Jamaican.
I got the Jamaican. Man, I'm an African. African monkey from Jamaica, man.
So when you go to Jamaica, you'll have
it
down.
Cool.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. But it was very, very cool. Stunning. Just the animals around here and the safaris that we've been on. And it's been amazing. It's been neat. You know, it's been kind of a neat kind of a working vacation. We'll work very, very hard on the weekends, but then we'll take off during the week, go seeing all these places and stuff. And it's just, man, it's another world. I mean, it's a study. If you've never been to Africa, man, you got to go to Africa. It is something to behold.
I want
to
go.
I haven't been to any place else other than South Africa. I don't know. I bet you the Serengeti's pretty stunning. But Ross, you were in Africa. Where were you at?
I was in Nairobi, Kenya, and we went up into the Maasai Mara area, and we did safaris there. And once again, like you say, it's breathtaking. It's something that pictures at times just do not do justice. When you're right there, you know, experiencing it, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's another trip, man. I'm telling you, it's really amazing. Was it Nairobi or Nigeria? There's some church there that has 1 million members.
That's crazy.
Obviously a multi-site situation because there's not any, but I mean, they're just all throughout the country. They want me to come and speak in their church.
Huh.
So I'll have to see if I can work that out. But can you imagine that?
A million.
1 million people.
Million people spread out through a network of churches that are all connecting and stuff like that. And pretty amazing.
Very cool.
Anyway, very, very cool. What have we got here? We've been jabbering, talking about Africa.
Talking about Africa. Waiting for you to be back in the U.S. with us. Okay, there's just a little short story.
Coming back, man. Okay, wait.
It was all over the news in different places, but I pulled this out of a Los Angeles Times newspaper that apparently the Swedes did a study that shows that if you have a long commute, it leads to a crappier marriage. That apparently the risk of separation is 40% higher among long-distance commuters than among people who don't have a commute.
Huh.
So if you drive...
I don't think you'd need to do a study for that.
No, I wouldn't think so. And it, but it said...
if I have to drive for hours, your life sucks.
That's right. Time to relocate.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't have to... They said the first few years, especially the first few years into this little scenario, if this is what you're doing, that the incidence is really high. But if you make it through the first 5 years, after 5 years, you adapt and there isn't too big of a difference. So it's just the first 5 years you're doing a very long distance commute that leads to a crappy marriage. That was actually the headline.
Yeah, I think... Well, I just think you'd be... highly irritated, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, how great do you got to be to live with when you're driving in the car for 3 hours on the way home?
Yeah. I don't know how people do that. I mean, I have known people that they do that. They have to commute. They take the car into the train, then they take the train into the city, and it's 3 hours one way, and then they work an 8-hour day.
I know.
And then it's 3 hours the other way home. I, honest to Pete, do not know how people do that. Just no relationships involved, just on a personal level, just your own sanity. I would go crazy. A 6-hour commute on top of an 8-hour.
14 hours of your 24-hour day is in a car. Just getting to work and back. Mm-hmm. It's doing work.
Well, and then you're dealing with trains and, you know, subways or this or that and all of the...
Trains, planes, and automobiles?
I don't like that. I just couldn't do it. I didn't even like my 35-minute drive.
My brother does that every day. He lives in Montclair, New Jersey, and buses or takes a train into downtown Manhattan over in the financial district there, and he does it every day.
I don't know how people do that. It would make me
nuts. It's their way of life.
I guess you adapt to it, but then you have crappy marriages or...
Well, I would...
Yeah,
I'm just not saying your life in general. Would
Yeah, just your whole life would be. That sounded like one of those
Zipper.
Scratch record things or whatever.
Yeah, he's getting ready to break down a serious beat.
Yeah,
no, I'm busting into the mini bar here.
Oh,
get something to drink.
Oh, the mini bar.
The mini bar.
What is this? Pure fruit blend juice. Yeah, I'll try this. Yeah, there's also hooch in here.
97% alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's pure blend
is
juice.
This is just juice. There is, however, some Smirnoff here.
You can mix with the fruit juice.
Vodkas.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see how the emails go.
Yeah. At least you have it at your disposal.
Yeah. So now I really do have some hooch handy in case any of these emails really get me upset. I got to... The hardest part is negotiating the...
The wrapper?
The wrapper. There we go.
How do I get it open?
Get the wrapper down. You got it's childproof. I can't get into it.
That's right.
It's a kid's juice box.
That's right. No.
Ooh, that's good. Passion fruit, orange, and other fruit.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Hey, Debbie.
You drank the passion fruit. Now, boy, watch out.
Come here, so baby. I'm feeling randy.
She's high on passion.
Feeling a little randy as I drink the juice here.
As we go to break.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? I've been drinking
passion fruit.
I'm out of control.
It's like the,
actually, it is time for break.
Yeah,
all right.
It is.
I will slurp on my passion fruit during the break. We'll be back right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Oh, yeah. It's funky. Get funky. Come on. Everybody get up there. Right now.
Yes, I did.
Right to work right now. Just stand up. Stop shaking. The show. Turn up the speakers on your system. Everybody sing it. Come on, Roscoe, sing it.
White boy.
I don't know it.
Lay down the
music
and play that funky music till you die.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, we're playing funky music right here. On the Mark Gunger Show with Ross Adam Skolczewski.
Murdering
kicking
the
in the grooves.
Is that Obviously, Wild Cherry?
He didn't
wild
know the words.
Cherry.
Is that who sings that? Is that Wild Cherry?
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
Kim, do you remember who that is?
I don't know. I was thinking. I don't know. But I think I saw the guy on some TV show when he was a real old dude singing that song again. Not real flattering, let me tell you.
Old as what, like 56?
I don't know. He looked real
wild
old.
Wild Cherry, isn't it?
I think it's Wild Cherry, isn't it?
That's different than the Notorious Cherry Blossoms.
Bombs. Notorious Cherry Bombs. That's the one Vince Gill is in. That's
yeah.
the one
yep,
that you
Wild know. Cherry.
Yep, Wild Cherry. See, I was right. Notorious Cherry Bombs. That's your other song.
I guess I should admit it. She ain't never gonna quit it. Now it's hard to kiss the lips at night. That chew your ass out all.
I'll sing that one.
And ain't that the truth?
If you're new to the Mark Gunger Show, we just traumatized you.
I
anyway,
did. Okay.
This is the show where you can, it takes a little while to get used to our insanity. You can send us your email questions at radio@markgunger.com. I am Mark Gunger in Africa, and this is actually a Mark Gunger show first. The redhead has actually been part of the program for 15 minutes now.
Yay!
She still has her headphones on, listening in, and she just might jump in.
She just
with her thoughts. I would have loved to have heard her the other day when we were talking about Gigantor.
Yes.
But
she probably would have
We'll see what
away.
We get today.
Gigantor. I'm sure she didn't want anything to do with the Gigantor show. Poor Dibby.
Well, you missed on that one.
Gigantor.
Good.
Now Gigantor.
Is that a transformer?
Some guy wrote it. And he's
apparently so.
It transforms. And this guy writes in and he had marital problems because he spends the first half part of the minute talking about how big his wiener was.
Well, that's probably why they have marital problems.
Well, then at the end, he doesn't describe that as being any of the problems. I thought, this guy just wanted to tell us how big he was.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
I wanted to hear your reaction.
Yeah, well, he heard a reaction.
Well, he got a reaction.
He got the reaction he was probably looking for, I'm sure. Okay, this first email is not a question. It's a very brilliant comment that I wanted to pass along to you. She says, I'm getting my daily dose of Mark like I usually do a day late. She listens early in the morning before upper management comes in to the prior day show.
Before she gets fired from listening to this video show.
She says, I don't have any questions, but a couple of comments on how to try to stay pure. I was taught real young that when you're on a date, to take your Bible and put it between you and your date, and then open it up to the New Testament and see how long it takes your date to climb over Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. She says,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. She says, of course, blah, blah, blah happened in my life, and I ended up divorced and feeling very low, and then I ended up trying to get a man as the world teaches, all the while I was in church and even an in-depth Bible study. But anyhow, she got past that. She said, in this Bible study I read, and she thinks, and it is right because I looked it up, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, where it has a list of sinners, and it says that these sinners will not inherit the kingdom of God. So when I was dating, if the dates would start to get sexual, I would start repeating in my head, fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. Fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God.
I like this lady.
I knew you would.
She gets it.
Mm-hmm. She says, I still use this verse to battle other shortcomings like gossiping and etc. Just thought I would share this because I love your show and I feel I have to add my 2 cents every so often. I thought that was brilliant.
That was fabulous. Brilliant. Simply brilliant.
Memorize
you got to send her a
verse.
Signed copy of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, written by the brilliant Mark Gunger. I like the idea of having the Bible between you and and your date, and then you ought to be playing this song on the radio. Oh, yeah! This will get his attention.
Got a little change in my pocket going jang-a-lang-a-lang. Wanna call you on the telephone, baby, and give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always
no huggy, no kissing
until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love.
Come on, girls, yell it out.
She said, don't give me no lies and keep your hands to yourself.
Ooh, yeah. I love that song.
Yes, my wonderful 16-year-old daughter is sitting here, and the other day we were swapping iPods and saying, this is my new favorite song. No, this is my new favorite song. And that was one of her new favorite songs that she's loaded onto her iPod.
Your daughter?
Yes!
That's awesome!
Yeah, so, Sophie, you just got mentioned on the radio about your iPod.
We're getting through. Yes!
Yes, 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 yes.
That's
yes.
a great song,
It
man.
Is a great
keep
song.
Keep your hands to yourself.
And then memorize that verse and keep reminding yourself, fornicators don't go to heaven. Fornicators don't go to heaven. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's great. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line, right? I mean, we're always trying to reason with people and, you know, the studies say this and that. But at the end of the day, as Christians, man, we just need to do it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Sadly, I think people, there are many Christian people that do not know and understand what fornicating really is and that doing that is actually against the Bible. Because we'll get the email saying, well, where does it say in the Bible that you shouldn't? I don't think they understand what that word fornication actually means. Sadly. Sadly, sadly.
That's why on this show, we don't use fancy words. We just tell them like it is. Quit screwing, guys.
That's what we say. Yes, yes, yes.
Some people would think that's inappropriate, but it's a little more clear than fornicating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, boy. Here's the first email. Little Miss Debbie needs to hang on for this one, too. I told you, we're at Dysfunction Junction here. It's like I keep thinking of that little Schoolhouse Rock thing, yeah. Junction, but Dysfunction Junction.
We're the Dysfunction Junction.
Yeah, seriously. She says, I'm married a little over a year now, and me and my husband are currently separated and have been for about 4 months. Due to him lying and saying he was at work when he was really going to nightclubs and seeing other girls, as well as I was home pregnant with our now 4-month-old baby girl. I don't know what to do anymore. My husband says that he wants to come back home now and be a family, but I just don't know if I can trust him again or if I even want to. I have suggested a number of things for us to do, like talking to my pastor for counseling, but he refuses because he doesn't go to church. I just don't know if there's anything else to do. And I asked her, who has she talked to about
this? Why did she marry a guy 12 months ago who doesn't even go to church?
That's a good question. I didn't ask her that.
Well, what the heck?
Because they don't understand.
All you girls out there, listen to the show right now. Oh, I know it's okay. I know he's not a Christian, but it'll be okay. Are you hearing this story, girls? Are you hearing this? Is this what you want? I know you guys aren't paying attention yet. Was she probably screwing the guy before she married him?
She probably was.
I'll bet
I guess
you
I
money.
Didn't
I'll
ask
bet you
that
money.
One.
And do the math. How long has she been married?
She says a little over a year now.
A little over a year. So she might got pregnant on her wedding night?
Well, if she's been married over a year and she hasn't had the baby, baby's only take 9 months, my dear.
I know. Yeah. What I'm saying. She said the baby was 4 months old.
Oh, I thought she said she was just a few months pregnant.
Did she say the baby's 4 months old?
Yes. She said the baby's 4 months old. Mm-hmm. And they've been married a little over a year. So
which means that she was probably pregnant before
they got married.
Before they got married.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Or maybe
I mean,
immediately after.
Yeah, immediately. I mean, mm-hmm. just like on their wedding night kind of thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So she marries a guy mm-hmm. who's not a Christian, and now she's upset because he doesn't want to go for counseling?
Well, because he's out. He lied and said he was at work, and he was out partying and clubbing and doing all of this. And
she couldn't see any of this before she married him?
I asked her that. She says there wasn't any warning signs while they were dating. He was a really good boyfriend, and when he was in the Marines, so while they were dating, he was gone for almost a year. So they weren't even actually together all of that time
that
they
were
dating.
Well, that's the problem. She wasn't really dating him at all. He was just gone all the time. You guys, when you're dating people, you're supposed to find out what they're like. Not after you marry them.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come on the Mark Gunger Show, because we haven't heard yet from the redhead, and she is, of course, the best. You can send us your emails at radio@markgunger.com. See if you can get her to opine. So far, she's just sitting, smiling.
Okay, we'll continue
listening to our ramblings.
We'll continue with this lady's email. I asked her, they're separated. 4 months. He must have moved out of the house right after this baby was born, because she said the 4 months they've been separated and this baby's 4 months old. So anyway, I asked her if she's made any conditions or asked anything of him upon his return, because now he's saying that he wants to work this out. She said, yes, I've said that there's no going out to clubs and no doing this anymore. No of the MySpace page, because apparently that's where these interactions with girls was happening. She said it should be deleted. She said that she wants to look at his phone and that she also wants him to go to church. And his response was that that's a lot of rules, that he still wants to come back home, but without the rules. And he doesn't want to go to church.
Yeah, I'll bet he does.
He said that he can fix himself.
You know what? You know what? I want to say the same thing to my wife right now.
Mm-hmm. I want to be home with no
sweetheart,
rules. Sure.
I want to be home and not have to do anything.
Yep.
You have a problem with that?
She's just laughing. She's just laughing.
Try it and see.
Try it and see.
Wouldn't that be great? Yes, I'd like to go home and not have any rules.
Yes. He doesn't want the rules. He just wants to come back home. I asked her, well, what did you say to that? And she said that if he can't have the rules, then he doesn't really want to work it out. Because if he does, he should be willing to do anything that I ask him to do. So that's where it is with them. And she wants your wisdom and advice.
Well, she's doing the right thing at this point, but this makes no sense to me. She's been at this for a year. What in the Sam hell was she thinking, marrying some guy who lives like this? You cannot tell me she was not able to see this. I don't care. I know she said I could. She must have been doing something. Was she having sex with the guy?
Well,
she had to be having sex with the guy.
And she couldn't see it, and he was gone.
So what you girls don't understand is when guys treat you like that and they treat you cheap, there's a problem there. They are cheap themselves. Mm-hmm. How could you possibly date a man and get engaged to the man and have an engagement period with the man and then marry the man, and you never knew this? And it was all revealed in a matter of months.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it happens, but I don't know. I don't get it. I know people. I know a lady personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were great. They got married. All of a sudden, boom, he turned out to be this big porn addict having affairs. And stuff like that. I'm thinking, honestly, I just wondered. Of course, some people are really great liars. You got to hand it to them. But I just, you know, my whole premise, because I've been preaching here in Africa, everywhere I go, I've been preaching in pulpits, talking to single people. I said, man, you've got to do a better job dating. And I quote emails like this one.
Yep.
Here I've been a month. She's into it 9 months, and all hell breaks loose in her life. Because she just does. I mean, what are people doing during the dating? All I can figure is, overwhelmingly, they're having sex. And sex makes you stupid, and you can't see anything. If this lady was not having sex, I apologize as strongly as I can apologize. But I'll bet you money, anybody who does something this stupid is because they're having sex. If they were not having sex, then she's not stupid, and he's just a lying piece of crap. Okay? And what are you going to do? You know, now she's doing the right thing. I get it. She's holding it fast. There are rules. You can't come back unless you do life right. She's doing it all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we celebrate you there. I just don't understand how you could possibly be in this much of a mess 12 months into a marriage. Mm-hmm. It's just beyond reason for me. The only thing I can figure, she's screwing the guy when she's dating him, screwing the guy during the engagement, and it makes you, that's all you women listening to the show. This is why you don't do it. Because it makes you stupid. It blinds you. You can't possibly be looking and seeing clearly when you're being all physical with these people. It makes you dumb as a brick, and look at the result. Is this what you want, girls? All you girls out there flirting around with your boyfriends and screwing around with your boyfriends and giving them oral sex and screwing around the back of the car. Is this what you want? You want to be married 12 months into it and be in hell? Because that's what you're headed for. You think I'm just a moralistic, mean guy hammering? I'm telling you, the reason not to do it is it will make you stupid, and you will make a horrible mistake that you just cannot walk away from.
It makes you crazy. Did we lose you?
This show makes me crazy.
No. Just the delay. Okay. This email is about young marriage, what you like to talk about a lot of the time. She says, hey, Mark, we are big fans. We have a pretty great marriage thanks to learning a lot from you and your show. She says,
well, thank you.
Though we are doing life right now, we didn't start out so great. We dated way too long and had sex a few times before we got married. We have both repented and made things right by taking responsibility, though we do struggle with the consequences of our actions. When you talk about
consequences?
Well, I suppose of the guilt or whatever, of having caved into that and not.
Yeah. Well, look. If they just did it a couple of times, okay, and they were dating for a long time and engaged for a long time, stuff like that's going to happen. You know, I mean, it shouldn't happen, but that's a little understandable. What I don't understand are these people, like this email the other day, on the second date, she's giving a guy oral sex.
Right.
By the third date, she's screwing his little brains out, and then she marries him, and now she's miserable.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Now, she obviously, you know, you shouldn't be doing it ahead of time, but I wouldn't put, if I got her story straight, you know, that dating all this time, then being engaged, and then they slip up a couple of times before they get married. I don't know that I put that in the same category as like this last lady.
Of having it depends if they feel really guilty about it and they're personally having issues. It could be a big deal for them.
Well, again, you repent, you ask God to forgive you, and you move on.
And that's what she says they've done, so they're good.
Yeah, don't let it beat you up. I'm just wondering what other consequences she means.
I don't know. Maybe she'll say. I didn't even think that was going to be a point of interest to you. Otherwise, I would have asked.
All right.
She continues, when you talk about those parents that drive you crazy, the ones who won't pay for college if you get married, you are talking about my parents. Though I know I made my own mistakes, I still can't help but feel a little resentful. My parents gave generously to my college education, but were successful in keeping me from getting married young when I should have. I guess my question is, how do I let this go and honor my parents? I don't want to hold on to any unforgiveness. It just ticks me off when I think about it, though. And here is her other question. And this is a little bit cards before.
Well, let me answer that first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you got to let it go. You just got to let it go. You can't go around hating your parents.
Yeah, it might tick her off till the day she dies, right. But it doesn't mean she has to hold it against him or, you know, that kind of thing.
Look at that. She got the redhead to speak. Yes. That lady gets the award. She's the first one.
Who's ever got an answer from Debbie on the air.
I'm impressed. That's very, very good. Yeah, you got to let it go. I mean, you can't. What are you going to do? You can't force them. I mean, I think what they did was bad. And maybe she's frustrated because if she would have gotten the okay, you know, earlier on while they're dating all this stuff to get married, they wouldn't have slipped up and had sex and feel bad about it now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I understand that. But you got to let it go. People do all kinds of stuff
That
will hurt you. If you don't learn to let it go, you'll be a victim all your life.
Yeah. Water under
your parents
the
are
bridge.
They're just the first in a long line of people who will hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes pastors will hurt you.
Really?
Sometimes even Puerto Ricans.
Really?
Who have their own radio show can be incredibly obnoxious and hurtful.
I can't imagine.
I know it's
that.
Hard to conceive. I know it's hard to imagine because I can't imagine. That's never happened to you.
No, I have.
You've never.
No,
you've never been wounded.
No.
Or insulted by a Puerto Rican who has his own radio show.
I've never been in tears.
No.
No. No. No. No.
No one would be that jerk.
No. Especially not anybody whose initials are MG. Come on.
No, no, not people like that. At least not a whole lot of them. I mean, the reality is, you know, people will hurt you. You know, we shouldn't, but we do, and it is. And
you have to move on.
And, you know, your parents are just the... I would love to tell you this is the only time you'll ever be hurt or let down by anybody, and you need to let it go. But the reality is you need to let it go because this is just the beginning of a long line of people who will hurt you. In fact, get to be my friend, move close to Green Bay, come to my church, and I bet you at some point even I will hurt you.
Probably.
And you need to let go. This is just the first of a long line. Do not hold on to offenses. Let them go.
Okay, her other question has to do with her kids. She says, my parents are saving a very generous amount for college for my kids now. I still have 15 years until my oldest gets there, but I would flip out if my parents put the same stipulation about not getting married on that money. I hope my kids get married young, and I don't want them to ever date anyone longer than 2 years. So how do I approach this with my parents without opening a huge can of worms? And then she says, or should I wait a few years? I mean, she has time.
I would
time.
Wait several. I would,
just wait.
Yeah, wait several years, but then start talking to them.
Yeah.
And you know, when they're 8 or 9 years old, say, I want you to know some mom and dad, you know, because at some point they'll get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, they'll actually like you, and they'll actually like your husband at some point, and then they'll have grandchildren that they can't even imagine ever having life without.
What, does she have a 15-year-old, you said?
Well, she says 15 years, so she must have kids who are like 3 years oldish, I would imagine.
Oh, I thought you said she had a 15. Okay.
Yeah. No, she has to wait 15 years until, so she's really proactive in how to talk to the parents 15 years.
No, it's great, because right now those parents are deliriously in love with those little grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, if I were you, I'd very tactfully at some point, even not so tactfully, say, hey, Mom, you see these grandkids you really love a lot? Yeah. You almost didn't let me have them. because you wouldn't approve of me getting married. Don't you feel bad about that now, Mom? Yeah. At some point you can have fun with them kidding around like that. So.
Sure.
But then, and let them know, say, I want you to know, Mom, we're not going to do what you did to me.
Yep.
If they fall in love and they want to do life right and they want to build up, we're going to encourage them. And if you're going to rob them of their
the financial backing,
then so be it.
Right.
You know, but just remember, you'll be the jerk.
Yeah, you know? And I would not.
I'd start talking. I wouldn't bring it up right away where it's still fresh, but at some point it all settles down, and I'd start having those talks as fun as you can.
Yeah.
Look for little opportunities and just say, look, we're living by a different standard.
Yeah.
And what you're saying to them is, look, we're not telling them they have to get married. They may not get married till they're 49. Right. They may never get married. But if they fall in love like we did, Mom, early, we're going to encourage them not to mess around and to do life right. Yeah. At some point, they'll hear you.
Yeah. And if it were me, I would forego the college cash for my own kids. If it was mom and dad's money or having my kids do it right.
Yeah, I wouldn't even plan on it, to be honest with you.
You know, I would just say,
start their college fund now, baby.
I don't need your money. I need my kids to do life right. And the terrible thing is, when I read this email to myself when it came in, I thought, 15 years, grandma and grandpa might be gone and they'll just have the money in their will for the grandkids and you might not have to worry about it.
Well, that's a terrible thought.
It's a terrible thought, but it crossed my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Terrible thoughts crossed my mind.
But no, I would definitely, you know, at some point easily let them know that we're not going to do that. We're not going to do to our kids what you did to us. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So.
Okay, this email says, she said, I love this show. And her first question was, how does one start to build their life on a rock? How do you get you and your family on the same page? So I had to ask her for more information. I said, just what is it that you mean by this? She said, on a previous show, you talked about how building your house on a rock stands through everything, in a sense. How following God always brings glory and how building a house on straw pretty much fails. I think that meant sand, right? I have been thinking of getting my hinder in gear, and your show has really opened my eyes. I need to make God...
Hinder gear.
Yeah, hinder
this
gear.
This is the show for hinders.
That's right.
To get them in gear.
Hinders in gear. I know I need to make God number one for me and my household. I am so out of the loop. I just don't know where to start and how to get the rest of my family to follow. Any thoughts or suggestions?
Get involved in a great church and that emphasizes Christian discipleship.
Yeah.
What you're describing is how to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, to really learn the disciplines of Christianity, prayer, scripture reading, fasting. Get a good church, man. That's what you got to do. Get in a good church that really lives this stuff out.
Yeah.
And start working at it. And it takes years.
Yes.
Years, years, years. Build your house on the rock, though.
Yeah. And you can't bash your husband or your kids over the head with this and say, I'm doing this now, and come at them like a bulldozer with all of it. You can't. That's gonna probably push him away.
And how old are our kids?
Didn't say.
If our kids are little, that's really easy to do. Yeah. You always read them stories at night. Start reading them Bible stories. Start having devotion time.
If they're teenagers and you wrangle them in, they're probably going to go, what? What's going on? Mom's flipping out. She's a Jesus freak now or something. But little kids, it's easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Do you want to take a break?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with the final segment right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Humans can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I can thank you, baby. I don't wanna stop. I'd like to thank you, baby.
How sweet it is to be loved by.
How sweet it is to be listening to the Mark Gunger Show, the show that handles all of your marital questions, relational challenges, and dating dilemmas. That you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Okay, this email says, "Hi, Mark, I enjoy your show and appreciate your honesty in your answers. I was married for a total of 13 years, during which my husband had a total of 4 affairs.
Oh, man.
The last affair ended up with the other woman pregnant, and the paternity test confirmed that it was his child. They are now married to each other. I tolerated this bad behavior because, unlike him, I took my marriage vow seriously and was committed to him for life." I'm going to stop right there and ask you to please address that sentence.
Run that rhyme again?
She says, I tolerated his bad behavior because, unlike him, I took my marriage vow seriously and was committed to him for life.
Oh, yes, yes. That was your problem, dear. You tolerated that behavior.
Well, you know, she may have been receiving, as soon as he had those, I think I know where she's coming from. When her husband probably had his first affair, and those closer found out, they were just like, dump a sorry butt, get mm-hmm. away. And because she took her marriage seriously, she was trying to work it out.
Sure.
Then there was another one, and another one.
And another one.
Oh, come on. 4 affairs.
Yeah. She didn't put consequences
the boundaries,
to the
right.
She just tolerated it.
That's what she just said.
Yeah.
But she praised herself for tolerating
yes.
the behavior.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't understand the reason you had such behavior is because yes. you tolerated it.
There should have been consequences.
Yes. If you take your marriage vows seriously, you don't put up with everything. You take them seriously and you preserve and protect your marriage by doing something about it.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
She continues. Plus, she took her vow seriously. Plus, I did not want to be a single parent. It's hard enough raising children in a two-parent home, let alone as a single parent. He was the one who ultimately filed and pursued the divorce. Now, I am thankful that he did.
Now, what's wrong with this picture? Here, he cheated on her 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was the one
yes.
who finally brought it to
he
an end.
He finally filed divorce and married the other baby mama.
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
She goes on to say, "Now I am thankful that he did because it has changed my life for the better. I am so much happier without his drama and have become a butt-kicking woman because of these experiences. All things work together for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I believe God has another person for me to share my life
with."
Oh,
I don't know. See, I mean, not only did she not tolerate it, now she's saying all things work together for good, as if somehow God had handed
yeah,
all this.
Yeah, a lot of people say this. I have heard this quite frequently when these kinds of things go bad.
Now, you can't live irresponsibly mm-hmm. and live unbiblically and have disasters in your life and then, quote, all things work mm-hmm. together for good after you've screwed everything up.
Yes.
Oh, that's
it's like people
strange.
Who have affairs and say, "I was really glad I did it because it really brought us closer together and it improved our marriage." And there are
oh,
people
yeah,
that
I
have
know.
Said that.
It's like, what are you saying? I know.
It makes me crazy. People. So she says, my question is, how do you know people take their marriage vows seriously? It seems like people want to be married, but in just a few short years, they change their minds and divorce like it's nothing. I have trust issues because of this experience. He was and is a very good liar, and I feel like an idiot for believing his lies. And she thanks you for your insight. So how do you know when you meet someone if they are one who will take their marriage vows seriously?
Well, that's all part of this dating process. When you're dating someone, above all, above everything, do not get physical with these guys, okay? The minute you get physical, it'll make you stupid, dumb as a brick. Like most of these emails we get, women are dumb as bricks, getting in horrible situations, married for 9 months, and the hell's breaking loose because they're screwing these guys. Don't do it, number one. Number two, let other people speak into your love life, people that you respect. They have a clue. Obviously, you don't have a clue, but they do, okay? If the people closest to you, your mentors, Christian mentors, say this is a bad person for you, then dump his butt and move on. Don't do this, well, I can't help it, I'm in love with them nonsense, okay? Listen to them. Number three, when you're dating them, what is squeaking? Is that you guys or
us? That's the chair. No, it's the chair.
That's them. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one squeaky chair.
Yes. We need to oil that.
A little oil
WD-40.
We got millions of dollars of equipment, but we can't afford a can of oil.
So what are you going to do? The final one is when you're dating them. This is a time of discovery. Everything is fair game. Look at how they live. Look at how they act. But most importantly, watch how they react. Don't dismiss it. Remember, ladies, you date the act, but you marry the react. Watch how they react. When things are bad, how does he react when he's going through temptation? How does he react when things are going hard in his life? How does he react when put in a situation with you where he's being tempted? And see what he does, you know? If he doesn't react right, dump his butt, man. You've got to be able to say no. And then pray and use wisdom, you know? But above, and certainly don't spiritualize it. Wait for voices to come into your head. Oh, this is the one. All right? So do those things and you can avoid another disaster.
Yeah.
And certainly do not tolerate men treating you like crap.
Yes.
You got this guy you tolerate. You praise the tolerating. You should be ashamed of yourself for saying I tolerate this. You're not supposed to tolerate that kind of behavior.
See, she thinks it's very noble.
Gracious. You got a guy who treats you. No, mm-hmm. It's not being noble. And you date some guy who doesn't treat you like $1 million, dump his butt. You got some guy who doesn't call you when you expect him to be called, dump his butt. You got some guy who's mean or rude or dump his butt. You have got to learn no tolerance. You need to treat me right. Any woman worth 10 cents who winds up in great marriages do not tolerate bad men treating them poorly.
Yes.
You, my dear, do. You've got to fix that.
And might I add, I didn't get into this.
That's all I got to say about that.
I didn't get into this with her, but I don't know how recently this divorce is or how old her children are. But if they were married 13 years, she has children. If she's thinking about trying to go down this man path again, really bad idea. All of
she's
this dating wait. Wisdom.
Bad
you,
idea.
Yeah. You stay away. You raise your children. Everything that Mark just said only applies to you once your children are of age and out of the house. If you have teenagers.
Are gone. Yes.
Yes. Do not start down this dating path. It's like she's looking for somebody that's going to take these marriage vows seriously. But
No,
marry
you
anybody.
Wait till those kids are grown
yes.
up.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Yes. So I don't know the age of her kids. We didn't get into that, but I had to throw that in there because if she's looking to get hooked up again, do not go and get hooked up with anybody.
Do not. I know you won't like it. You'll be all upset. And oh, I don't want it. I can't stay single. Yes, you can. You'll be fine.
Go ahead and scream your head off. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
Okay. This email says, my question is this. When you have been married for 27 years and also been a part of a ministry for the last 7 with your husband, and all of a sudden he says, I've got to get out of this box I've created for myself, and it's all about me, and I want to be selfish and do what I want to do, when I want to do it, with who I want to do it. It really has nothing to do with you. It's all about my wants. You have been a wonderful wife. You're a good person. It's just me. She wants to know, how do you deal with this? It's the George
Costanza.
Just
look at him and go,
why? What's the significance?
I don't know.
She says that they,
I don't know.
He's left her. They've been legally separated for 2 years. I asked her, is there another woman? And she said, why, yes, there has been a woman in the picture for the past five of the 7 years that they've actually been involved in this ministry. So he's been in this ministry doing this, and 5 of the 7 years.
Well, he's just committing adultery. Yes. That's all he's doing.
She says, I found pictures, found emails.
Ministry.
Yes.
And the ministry. Yeah, I really love Jesus. Let me screw this other woman. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I really feel led of the Lord to fornicate. Good grief.
The dude even took her on a vacation to Cancun.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are idiots.
The girlfriend?
Yeah, the girlfriend went on a trip with them to Cancun.
He took the girlfriend?
Yes, apparently. But they're separated for 2 years. I asked her, he does...
You ought to be ashamed of yourself!
He does support her financially. And so she's just wondering what to do while they're sitting here legally separated. And he apparently has no intention of really divorcing her, but doesn't have any intention of wanting to come back either. So what should she do?
Then stay separated.
Yeah.
Stay separated. Do nothing. Love God. Enjoy life. Have a great time. Be happy. Be full of so much joy you can hardly stand it.
Does he have any people he respects in the ministry?
I don't know. I don't know how much he actually has to do with it now that he's taken
leave.
And
what kind of ministry are they involved in that tolerates that?
Yeah, what kind of dumb ministry is this?
Yeah, see, I would think, yeah.
Of course, you know, it's no different.
Maybe nobody knew this 5 of the 7 years, but it's just come to light, and perhaps he's not involved in it anymore, so.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Maybe he just
took
off.
Look, if he's wandering and he's off the reservation, he's going crazy, pray for him, but just enjoy life. Be as happy as you can. Just mind your own business. Mm-hmm. And don't divorce the guy or anything else. Just pray. Pray God, and God will help you. Get involved in your church. Have some friends. Enjoy life, man. You know, you women, you don't need a man. You know this urge that women feel for a man? You know what that is?
Adultery does justify, though, more than that.
No, but you know what it is?
When women do that?
Yeah. This
curse.
Crazy. It's the curse.
It's the curse.
It's the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God told Adam, your curse is you're going to work your butt off and it's going to be really hard. God's curse on the woman is you're going to have pain in childbearing and you're going to want this guy.
Yep.
And I'm serious. It's part of the curse.
It is.
It's okay to desire a husband and all that stuff, but this weirdness where you got to have a man or you're not going to be happy, and then they turn around and make you more miserable than you were in the first place, it's part of the curse. You're supposed to be free from the curse of the law of sin and death. Jesus Christ died on the cross to set us free from the law of sin and death. You've been set free from curses. Praise God. And part of that curse is you women need, I got to have a man. You don't have to have a man. What you have to have is a God who loves you and cares for you. Enjoy life. All right, we love you guys. See you later.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.